Hello, my darling. How are you doing today? You look stressed, you know? Is there something you need to tell me, dear? Don't worry, I'm your landlady. I'm not a monster. I can be quite understanding of the things young men like you go through. What is it? Something personal? A little tiff with that delightful girlfriend of yours? She's so pretty. I do hope things work out. Oh, it's not that? I suppose it would be odd for you to come to me with relationship issues, so it's money, isn't it? You're struggling to get the rent money together? Oh, that's very unfortunate. You young people never seem to have enough thought in your head to keep your rent paid. Did you ask your supervisor for some extra shifts? No. You didn't even consider it. That's hardly fair to me now, is it? Do you not understand the cost of living these days? I know I'm setting the rent dear, but I do have a mortgage on this place that needs to be paid. There's a reason I have a handsome young man living in my basement. So you're a few hundred short. That's very stressful, but I'm sure we can come to some arrangement. Maybe you could do something for me. A little work for me if your useless job can't pay you enough to meet the very fair rent I charge you. You see, I live alone upstairs and it does get lonely. I could use some company. Well, not so much the conversation part. Not the companionship. No, that's not really what I'm missing. A young man like you, though. You have something that could be very, let's say, useful to me. I'm sure you've stolen a glance or two at me. It's not as if I'm that much older than you. I've just been a little luckier with the property market. I made wise investments while you were partying, or whatever it is you waste your life on. So, you know, you could always do something to keep me satisfied. A young body to warm me at night. A talented young tongue that can make me feel much better about the income I'll have to make up elsewhere because of your stupidity. What do you say? Oh, sweet boy, you look so nervous still. You look stressed. Why don't I help you with that, and then you can give me what I want? Or at least consider it. I'll set the terms clearly, just like your lease. It's fair, don't you think? You'll know just what I need. And maybe if you can relax a little, you can give it to me. I know just how young men need to relieve tension. Always so much tension in them. Oh, they're practically begging for release. They're really quite desperate creatures. Controlled by their... well, you know. You need to relax. You need to listen to me, alright, dear? Listen to your landlady. I've got your best interests at heart, of course. And you can forget all about the missing rent soon enough. First, you just need to slow down all those thoughts. Think of something else instead. Something that grabs your attention. I know you shouldn't think about it, having that girlfriend. But I'm sure sometimes you think of my cleavage. My big, soft boobs pushed up and spilling out of my tight top. Don't you just want to squeeze them? As if I'd let you. I've seen you steal a glance here and there. It's okay, there's nothing wrong with that. It's so normal to gulp like a slack-jawed fool. You can think about them now. Don't look, close your eyes. It's better to imagine. If you imagine, you can see a lot more. If you imagine, you can see them in just a bra. Or a corset. Can you imagine my big tits in a corset? Or do you just want to see me pull up my bra and let them drop and bounce in front of you? You can think about that now, nothing else. Let your stress slip away. Just let that horny young brain focus on what it needs. Big, soft titties for a soft, sweet boy. Soft boobs, soft brain. Isn't that right, my sweet boy? I bet you imagine doing all sorts of things with them, with me. What a naughty young man you are, even though it's forbidden, even though you have a girlfriend. What a terrible boy. but you can't stop fantasizing. It's okay, it's perfectly natural. Big, soft boobs dropping in front of you can't be resisted. I can tell you're already getting horny. I can see a little bulge between your legs. Perfectly natural, it's not as if you can control it. I know you can't help yourself. You poor baby. You poor thing. You know, it's even more natural to rub it a little just over your pants for a bit and feel how nice it is to stop thinking so hard. Just focus on soft breasts and my voice and let the rest of the world go. You don't need to think at all, okay? Let it all fade away. Me gripping the bottom of my top and peeling it up and over my head, tossing it down to the ground. See it flying down, 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 and let your thoughts slide away. Slip into darkness. That's right, rubbing yourself gently for me now, feeling the stiffness in your cock increase as the stiffness in your tense body starts to fade away. Poor boy, so sweet. Innocent, really. Just a desperate young man who doesn't know how to talk to a real woman. Doesn't that feel better now, you're rubbing yourself, not thinking of anything but big, bouncy boobs and your landlady's voice? What else could a boy need, huh? I know it must be a relief to know you can give me something else instead of rent. You can keep rubbing now, maybe you want a little more, I'm sure you do. And I do want something from you. You'll be so happy to give it to me because you're such a nice boy, really. A lovely, charming young man. Isn't that right? Keep rubbing. And don't worry, I'm not touching you. You're not cheating. You don't need to think about that. No stress, no tension. Only that gentle pleasure. Only the delightful feeling of giving in to the need in your body. All those hormones swimming around make it too hard to think. I know young men like you are horny all the time, insatiable beasts. I know you can't control yourself around an attractive woman, a real woman, one with elegance and poise, one who isn't some innocent wallflower, one who isn't afraid to flaunt her assets. You have to try not to look, try not to lust. It's so hard, isn't it? So hard. Do I make it harder? Oh, you're so cute like this, so deliciously dizzy on my body in words. I think I do. Why don't you take it out? Open your pants, go on, take out your cock. Let me see what you're working with. Not bad, not bad at all. You might be able to give someone a good time with that thing. I wonder how your girlfriend feels about it. Does she like to touch it? Does she like to stroke it? Does she enjoy how it feels when you slowly push it into her pussy and make her moan with pleasure? Or does she do that for you? Do you know how to make a woman scream, baby? Or do you need me to show you? Cute. Do you think of her when you stroke it like you're doing now? Or do you think of things you shouldn't? Do you think of me? Do you think about how I always wear low-cut tops and sexy shoes? Or do you think of those videos I sometimes hear? I know you have some interesting tastes. The walls are quite thin and the sand travels up through the vents. People with no inhibitions just fucking and sucking and screaming and grunting and you watching. You do like to watch, don't you? I hear you grunting and groaning to it all. I hear it when she's over too. But she's not as light as you. Maybe you enjoy it more than she does. But you can relax, that doesn't matter right now. Just my voice, just my tits. Can you imagine them dropping from my bra as I pull it up? Would that be like one of your little videos? Would I be like those fantasies come alive? I bet you tell your friends all about me, don't you? Concoct filthy fantasies about your landlady. Still acting like a teenager, even as a grown man. It's no wonder you can't get a proper job. I hope your girlfriend doesn't mind supporting you, sweetie. But enough about you. Focus on my tits again, won't you? On them dropping from my bra with a bounce. Imagine yourself dropping with them. Your thoughts dropping out of your mind as my tits drop. As they bounce in front of you, you drop into a trance. A state of focus where you can only see me and my big boobs. Feel the pleasure of your hand on your cock. Do you like stroking it for me? You like those videos, don't you? Where the girl gives you instructions, where she takes charge and makes you obey her completely. Some grown-up sexy woman with big tits and feminine hips who can take your brain away with a sentence. I know you like videos like that, sweetie. I understand it. Of course I do. And I know you like some other ones too. I hear it all. But I don't judge, sweetie. Not at all. I think it's healthy to have a sexual appetite. It's completely natural to find yourself in your landlady's living room pumping your cock for her. It's so normal. What boy could possibly fight the urge to give in to an offer like mine? You're enjoying this sensation, this teasing. It's working out for both of us. You're focused solely on me and I'll get something I want. I'm just making sure you know how to relax about it. So keep stroking that cock, every pump of your hand making you drop deeper. Making you imagine a little jiggle on my chest. Stroke, bounce, drop. Do you feel your thoughts slipping away, my sweet boy? Stroke, bounce, drop. Boys can't resist a big pair of sexy boobs. They're too weak for pretty girls and for attractive, elegant women who know how to take charge. Do you like when I take charge like this? Does your girlfriend ever take control like I do? Does she make you stroke, bounce, drop? She seems very sweet, very innocent. I bet she's more of a submissive type, isn't that right? Does she like when you take charge? When you pin her to the bed and act like the big boss? Oh, you'd be so adorable trying to play grown-up, trying to be the man. Is that what she wants? Someone to dominate her, control her? Do you really think you're up to the task? Or do you have the same needs she does? Natural needs to be obedient, submissive, empty, and mindless? I thought so. That's okay, that's good. Enjoy the difference with me, with someone truly dominant. Someone who is in control of their life. Enjoy the power of my voice and the feelings it commands in your cock. Throb for me. Feel it pulsing with need. I bet you already feel an orgasm approaching, but not yet. We need to make sure you agree to the terms of our alternative payment plan, don't we? You're such a good boy, listening so carefully to me. I'm almost proud of you. Finally learning to focus on what's important, on the deal we're making here. And I think you're sufficiently aroused to discuss that. But let's make absolutely sure. Keep stroking and picture my legs in a skirt. Long, strong, sexy. Wrapped up in black tights that hug my figure so well. And communicate power. Sexual power. Don't you like strong, sexy women? A real grown-up woman who knows exactly what she wants. Who knows how to lead. To take young men and show them where they belong. A woman in tights is hard to resist for a boy like you. You know she's probably on the way to a business meeting that she's in charge of. The boss. Or the landlady. I always see that girlfriend of yours in adorable dresses. Short and sexy, but not powerful. It must be nice for you to let a powerful woman take control. To let her be your focus. No thinking now, just stroke your cock and see me before you. I'm so strong and sexy, you can't resist that, can you? You want to come for me. I know. I can see it. I can tell. Your stiff prick aches to surrender to me. It's such a natural feeling to give up control to someone stronger, someone who could take care of you. Keep you safe, keep you just where you need to be. Your cock knows it and wants to give in to that feeling. And maybe it can, once you're finished doing what I need from you. Once you've finished giving me what I want. Are you ready to dive into the details of our little deal? Good boy, keep stroking and I'll explain it in full. You see, I just want one night of absolute earth-shattering pleasure. I want a good, submissive plaything to enjoy. Someone with a body I can use as I wish. With a tongue that has plenty of stamina and hands that are open to direction. Someone I can guide, teach to please me. I want to be ravished, worship, adored. I want a love slave for one night. And in return, I'll waive the rent. Just for this month, of course. I'm not running a charity. All I want is to lose myself in erotic experience and pleasure. I want my legs kissed, my toes sucked, my nipples nibbled, my lips adored, my breasts caressed. I want my body to be treated as the temple it is. I want my pleasure to be the only thing that matters for that night. And I might be kind and allow some pleasure in exchange. A reward for letting me take them under my wing. You can understand that, can't you? As you stroke that cock. You can imagine the pleasure I'd feel with a tongue between my thighs. Slowly sliding over my lips and gently lapping at me. Tasting me. You can imagine my thighs clamping tighter. My hands grabbing the back of the head as I push. As I encourage that tongue to go faster to really make me scream. You must be so eager to orgasm now. What you must remember is all about my pleasure. Isn't that right? Say yes. Good boy, it's all about me. You owe this to me, don't you? Good boy, so good, doing so well. One night of total pleasure with a dominant woman. With me. I'm sure that's quite an attractive thought. And that's all I ask in exchange for waiving a month of rent. Doesn't that sound good, my little hypnotized tenant? I know it does. I know you can't resist me now. You'd agree to anything I want, wouldn't you? That's a good boy. That's right. You'll give me whatever I desire, won't you? Good boy. You'll accept my terms as you stroke harder and faster, isn't that right? Such a good boy. You'll make sure I get my night of absolute pleasure, won't you? I knew you'd agree. In fact, I think we can start tonight. What do you say? Oh, wait a moment, my dear. Sit back down and keep stroking. It's not you I want. It's that cute girlfriend of yours. I want her lips on mine. I want her hands on my tits. Not you, you silly boy. She's so pretty and perky and sweet. I want her. And you did say you'd agree to anything, didn't you? Yes, such a good boy. Keep stroking that cock and letting your mind drip deeper under my spell. Let your thoughts focus now on not just me, but me and her. It'll be just like those videos you watch so intently. Just like all that porn you can't stop staring at. All those sexy people, dominant and submissive, loving and using and teasing each other. Doesn't that sound like exactly what you enjoy after all, my sweet? And you'd love to see us together, to watch us in action. A live show just for you. One that you make happen like the good, sweet young man you are. My hands sliding over her body, pulling her into a deep kiss, our tongues intertwining. Her hands roaming all over my body. Nervous at first, but growing more excited as we pull apart and her open mouth leaves a trail of saliva between us. And then I grab her and sink my teeth into her neck. Just enough to graze, not to hurt. But you can imagine the sounds you'd make now, can't you, as I nibble at her skin? As I gorge myself upon her? I know how to make her feel good, you see. And I know from hearing your little efforts downstairs that you don't. But I can show you how it's done. I can look at you as I use her. And let you see what a dominant can do with a submissive little thing like her. It's okay, I don't want to take her away from you, honey. I just get her for the night, and if you miss your rent again. Well, never mind that. No time to think, just stroke for me. And imagine now as I pull back from her neck and push her down, letting her put her face between my breasts as I tell her to kiss me, to suck on my nipple and feel her act on impulse. She slides her hand under my skirt and starts teasing between my thighs. As she caresses my inner thighs, waiting for the command to put her fingers inside me. You're getting so hard imagining that sweet, submissive girl of yours under my control. Just like you are. But she gets to touch me and you get to stroke. Maybe you could touch yourself in person too. Maybe you could stroke like this. Wouldn't you like that, to see your girlfriend and your sexy landlady together? Naked bodies pressed into each other, her hand between my legs, her mouth around my breast. And you, like the sweet boy you are, just watching, just enjoying the show. And then I'd sit down on an armchair like a throne and have her kneel before me. I'd simply nod and she'd know just what to do. She'd grab the back of my thighs and bury her face in my pussy, licking my clit like it's the only thing she knows how to do anymore. It's the only thing that matters. Just like you, my trans little tenant, can only think of the arousal between your legs, the need to come. But you can't. Not until I get what I want. You're going to introduce me to your girlfriend, and I'm going to hypnotize her too. Until you're both completely under my control, and then I'll use her as I want. Just for one night, you don't mind. And you can watch. Don't worry, I'll be so sweet to her, just like I am to you. I'll make her feel just as good as you do. Doesn't that sound nice? We can be so happy, the three of us. All you have to do is invite her over for a little chat. In fact, that's when you'll finally be allowed to come. Not right away, though. Not when she arrives. Don't be silly, my dear. Once she gives me an orgasm, or seven, then you can have one. You can comb all of your hands as you watch the girl you love tongue-fucking your landlady. Good boy. Now, when I snap my fingers, you'll stop stroking, wake up, and make the arrangements to get your girlfriend over here. Won't you? Yes, good boy. You can't help yourself now. You just need to come too badly to resist. Because you're my good hypnotized tenant, and you're going to give me everything I want. And you get to skip a month of rent. See, everyone wins. A smart young man like you can understand that, can't you? Now, when I snap my fingers, hands off, pants closed, and you go talk to that cute girlfriend, I can't wait to have her worship me. Ah, there you go. I'm glad you were honest with me about your financial worries. I know it must have been hard to tell me about that. It must be tough to be met with a stiff bill that you can't afford. But now we have an arrangement, don't we? And I know you'll be only too happy to get my payment to me. You wouldn't want to leave me waiting, would you? You're an honest young man, after all. You can go now. Go on, get things organized. I'm so looking forward to meeting that sweet girlfriend of yours. I'm sure she'll be delighted to meet me too. Won't she? Good boy. See you very soon.